Oh, friends, I love the hymn, "In Christ Alone, My Hope Is Found." Did you know there are things in Christ and in Christ only? Let's look at them today. It's from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned. On Jordan's
stormy bay. Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings and hello, everyone. We are so thankful you've joined us today for our studies here from the International Gospel Hour, and we're blessed that you have chosen to study the Bible with us today. We are thankful to come on a daily basis in many places, folks. We have a weekly broadcast that goes about 30 minutes or so, daily broadcast in the length of time of which you're listening today. We also have broadcasts through our YouTube channel at International Gospel Hour. So by all means, go check it out over on YouTube. We are blessed to be throughout a variety of social media works. And we're grateful for your presence today, and thank you for joining us as we study the Word of God together. Our Jay Webb will be back momentarily to tell you a little bit about our social media work and our online study of the Bible through our friends at the World Bible School. But first, would you consider with me a text from Ephesians 1, beginning with verse 3, and I'll be reading through verse 12. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. And then he continues in verse 9, having made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. Again, that's Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 12. A little bit of a lengthy reading, but that's all right. Because from this reading, we learn that spiritual blessings are only for those who are in Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 3 says, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Friends, spiritual blessings for those in Christ who have escaped the corruption that is in the world. In Acts 8 in verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What about in Acts 2 in verse 47, when the Bible speaks of those who obeyed the gospel, that they were praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, we're going to be moving from Christ to His church, and here's why. There are over 80 passages in the New Testament dealing with the phrase in Christ. And friend, listen, in every instance, each and everything mentioned pertaining to being in Christ is in the church of Christ. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, His church that He promised to build, Matthew 16 in verse 18. His church that within the Scripture is the only church that any religious speaker should have an authority to point you toward that church. And if they're going to point you somewhere else, friends, change channels. change programs. If you're not a Christian friend, you have no hope in Christ. If you are not in His church, you have no hope in Christ. Friends, let's just study the Scriptures and see what is in Christ only today. I'm going to pause for about 30 seconds. Here is our J-Web, and then let's come back and let's think about in Christ only.
You can find International Gospel Hour on X, formerly known as Twitter. Just search Our Gospel. That's Our, H-O-U-R, underscore, Gospel. Feel free to retweet or repost our content. International Gospel Hour is on X, formerly Twitter, at Our, underscore, Gospel. That's H-O-U-R, underscore, Gospel. Thanks for following.
We return to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. In Christ only, friends, is redemption through His blood. A beautiful passage that means we are redeemed and we continue to have forgiveness because we are in Christ. According to Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words, the word redeem means the purchasing of a slave with a view to freedom. In other words, the slave is purchased and the new master will let him go, if you will. However, we are a servant of righteousness or a bondservant. Romans 6, 16 through 18, another wonderful story, another wonderful study, shall we say. In Matthew 26, 28, Jesus said, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." It took the shed blood of Jesus Christ for man to have his sins remitted. In Acts 20 and verse 28, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood." You see, friends, the blood of Christ, the blood of the New Testament, it guides us, it teaches us. And in Hebrews 9, it takes the death of the testator for that will to come into effect. And now we have the death of Christ to where his will, his New Testament, instructs us. And from the New Testament, we learn of his church that he purchased with his blood. How we are redeemed, not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, received in a vain conversation or an empty lifestyle, but we are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, 1 Peter 1, verse 19. Now, my friend, if you are not redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you are not in Christ. And if you are not in Christ, you're not redeemed by His blood. You see, in Christ only, in His church only, is redemption through His blood. Second, let's stay in the text of verses 8 to 9. In Christ only is true knowledge. For example, we go back to verses 8 to 9 of Ephesians 1, "...which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure which He purposed in Himself." I want to look at some words or phrases here to help us grasp the meaning of this text of Ephesians 1, 8, and 9. First of all, He made to abound or abounded toward us, a word and phrase that means beyond what one can imagine. It gets better for the Christian every day. We're able to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. We are made to abound and continue to grow. And sometimes people say, "Man, how do you learn that? How do you know that?" You study, you embrace it. It becomes a part of you and you need more. Now, how about He made abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence? Now, when you look at the words wisdom and prudence, how about this? Book sense and common sense. Wisdom is a book sense, a knowledge. A common sense or prudence is how to apply it at the right time. You know, you think about it, friends, we handle things better as time goes on. The Christian is able to discern, to choose wisely through the knowledge of God. Back in the Old Testament, in Ezekiel 44:23, the writer there says, "They have taught my people the difference between the holy and profane and caused them, cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. When we know the difference, then we can make a proper discernment. That's also reminded to us in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, that we grow in the meat of the Word of God, that we may discern what is right from wrong. So, friends, we're able to grow in God's Word, and it gets better as time goes on because our knowledge grows and we become strengthened and our faith continues to grow. Now, that word mystery is an awesome word, the mystery of His will or that which has been revealed. The word mystery is mentioned about 10 times in the epistles of Paul, the epistles of the latter part of the New Testament. And that which is revealed, God lets man know what he expects. And he does that through his revealed plan, the Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17 reminds us how all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and Scripture will accomplish all that we need. We need to grow in our knowledge. Knowledge through the Scripture granted by the authority of God and presented through Christ and in Christ, in His body, of which He is the head, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. Oh, friends, in Christ only, we can embrace that. What a wonderful thought. And friends, concerning knowledge, we will not leave our broadcast today without letting you know of a very special online study of the Bible that's free. Here is our Jay Webb with those details.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
So, friends, we hope that you'll go online with our studies from the World Bible School. They've got a great study. We hope that will be of help to you. And we will help you in your study of God's Word. Please reach out to us at internationalgospelhour.com. Leave us a message through the contact tab. Until we can join you again another time, I'm Jeff Archie. Thanks for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour. And, friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.
God be with you.